This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Minutes ago, it was announced that President Donald Trump has approved a moderate deployment of American troops and equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to act in a defensive role. The United States is placing blame for last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities on Iran, a charge Tehran denies. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said on Friday evening that the president authorized the move in response to requests for help from Saudi Arabia and the UAE. President Donald Trump said he wants a complete deal with China on trade. He said this during a press conference at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
We're looking for a complete deal. I'm not looking for a partial deal.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't feel the need to secure a trade deal with China before next year's election, but adds if an agreement were to be reached between now and then, it would probably be a positive thing for his campaign. For his part, Morrison said that Australia has benefited greatly from China's economic growth. However, deals have to be fair. He also added that China should be playing by the same set of rules as other developed nations. A wave of climate change protests swept across the globe on Friday, with hundreds of thousands of young people sending a message to world leaders that the warming world can't wait for action. Several thousand protesters, including university student Olive Sontag, are marching to the Capitol building in Washington.
I really want my kids and my grandkids to see the world, and I want them to experience all the wonderful things I've experienced. I want them to experience better things than I've experienced. And if we continue on the path we are right now, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to have kids.
The protests were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, who has staged weekly demonstrations over the past year. This is VOA. Iraqi security officials say the death toll in an explosion on a minibus at a checkpoint in the Shiite holy city of Karbala has risen to 12. Five others were injured. The officials said all of those killed in the explosion and subsequent fire were civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A complaint by a whistleblower in the U.S. intelligence community is the latest source of contention between the executive and legislative branches of government. It involves President Donald Trump, the Ukraine, and, usually matters of urgent concern deemed credible are supposed to be forwarded to congressional oversight committees, but that correspondence made public on Thursday indicated that the acting director of national intelligence prevented the inspector general from doing that. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee held a three-hour closed-door session with the inspector general to discuss the issue. Following that hearing, committee chair Adam Schiff told reporters that the national intelligence director was intervening in the process.
The whole point of the whistleblower statute is not only to encourage those to report problems, abuses, violations of laws, but also to have a legal mechanism to do so and not to disclose classified information because there's no other remedy. That whole purpose is being frustrated here because the Director of National Intelligence has made the unprecedented decision not to share the complaint with Congress.
The White House is not commenting, but on Thursday, from his Twitter account, President Trump invoked his oft-cited fake news accusation to the reports. El Salvador and the United States have signed an agreement to cooperate on asylum claims. So said the U.S. Embassy in Central America, without giving any further details. U.S. President Donald Trump renewed threats to release captured Islamic State fighters on Europe's doorstep if countries there refuse to take back all their foreign fighters. He said that he is continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria and that it was time for other countries to step up. We're asking them to take back these prisoners of war, Trump told reporters at the White House. They've refused, he added. And at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you're either taking them back or we're going to let them go at your border. According to the latest U.S. estimates, the coalition-backed Syrian Democratic Forces are still holding more than 2,000 foreign fighters in makeshift prisons in northeastern Syria, along with thousands others from Syria and Iraq. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he is ending his campaign for the 2020 presidential nomination. The campaign struggled to gain traction in a crowded field of Democrats seeking the presidency. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
Best music.